whenever you're ready.
Oh my God.
Jessica!
I've never been called a fox!
Dana.
That's a classy name for a Harry.
I like it classic.
Okay.
Do you?
Welcome to the Rants and Raves podcast.
Sure.
Out with the bad and in with the good, motherfuckers.
That's right. Hey everybody, and welcome back to episode 2 of the Rants and Raves podcast with
Dana Powell
and Jessica Young.
Yay!
Thank you for joining us. To continue following and listening and finding out what's new, please go to our website, therantsandravespodcast.com. You can also catch us on social media, specifically Instagram at the Rants and Raves Podcast, as well as Facebook, Twitter.
Maybe.
Maybe not.
We're not good at it.
At Raves underscore the.
That's so hard to remember. Nobody's going to find us there. We're not going to be mad about it.
Just look up the Rants and Raves Podcast. For email, please send us questions, suggestions, therantsandravespodcast@gmail.com. We really look forward to hearing what you all have to say.
Yeah. Whatever's bugging you guys, let us know. We're going to rant about it. Help you get it out of your system.
I mean, that's my favorite, but I also have to be honest. We're also here to rave, right?
Yeah, because we're getting out with the bad and in with the good. We're filling our empty tank of frustration with love and goodness. That's Is that right? Gross?
No, it's perfect. And
I'm not exactly a Pollyanna.
You're not at all.
I'm also not a good speaker.
It's just all the guys. You are a good speaker.
I don't know why I chose this medium. It's because I love podcasts so much. Do you listen to podcasts?
I do, but yeah. Not like in the way that you do.
Yeah, obsessively.
Like also, I love to read, but I mean, I know people who every time a new book comes out, they have read it in 2 days.
I'm reading 3 books right now. Jessica.
Like, I think I still have The Girl with the Pearl Earring and The Devil Wears Prada on my nightstand from, 15, maybe 20 years ago that my grandmother sent me.
Yeah.
Because she was an avid reader.
You'd never read them. See, no. People are going to groan. I'll read any self-help book that comes my way.
Did you read Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus?
I read, the cliff notes of it. You can, in this day and age, you can get cliff notes of any book.
That's hilarious.
So if it's not something I really want to dive into, but you know what I'm reading right now is 13 things that mentally strong people don't do.
I think I need to read that.
It's good.
It's
about getting rid of self-pity. We're not raving yet.
No.
Right now we're in our frustrated, aggravated point where we got to get some shit out.
Saying this with a smile on her face and blue eyes. All right, I want to hear your rant.
Yeah?
I feel like there's no way you'll ever get as angry as me about anything, and that is a compliment to you.
I do get angry, but when I get angry and do stupid things... Okay, Jessica, I brought something I want to rant about because I feel like I get scolded by my adult friends for it.
As opposed to your child friends?
I do have child friends. Okay. It's a difficult time in my life. I've met some new people. They're younger than me. They're not dumb. I think I really had I was one of those assholes that was like, okay, millennials, you have nothing to offer
me. You're 20.
Yeah, and that's not true. I actually met a bunch of people on a project this year and they're all at least a decade younger than me. And they've made me feel alive.
That's nice. Seriously.
It's nice. It's really been nice. And shame on me for thinking younger people were stupid, I guess. Is that what I thought? Or they annoyed me? Or we didn't have as much in common, maybe?
I understand. I feel the same way. And I feel like kids, regardless of where they grew up in this generation, kind of didn't have to do things in the way that we did.
Things are different. Yeah. But they also have different struggles than what we did.
They absolutely do.
And here's one of them. I'm going to go ahead and get my rant out there.
Rant it up.
It's about selfies. Okay. And I'm not against them.
Do you have a selfie stick?
I don't have a I own one, but I'm embarrassed to to attach it. Here's what I think about selfies. Okay. Don't you dare chastise me for posting a selfie, okay? Because the kids do it. They do it all the time. Yep. And they do it in a way that's like a picture of their face. And then they're like, springtime is beautiful. And then put song lyrics,
it's a fully edited short film.
Yes. Or it's, missing my grandpa today. Then why is there a picture of your face and not your grandpa's? But you know what? I get it. Don't get mad at people. You know why? Here's what I think. If I'm going to post a picture of myself because I actually shaved... and I fixed my hair, and I think that I look memorably okay. Like, mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind 30 years from now looking back at that and going, you were cute, Dana.
Yep.
Then don't you yell at me. You let me have that day. You let me share that moment and be happy with myself, because I am a self-loathing narcissist. And I know that's not healthy. I know it's not.
Best oxymoron ever.
Everything is about me and I hate myself. No.
Oh, that's but so like, good.
If I'm looking cute, I'm going to post a picture, because I'll tell you what, I don't wake up that way.
No.
I put some work into that.
I bought a mug that says, I woke up like this, purely for two reasons. A, I thought it was hilarious, and B, I love Beyonce. I don't wake up like even how I look now,
yeah,
which
no,
is not fancy.
One of my favorite things to do is when I first wake up, if I look like a character from like Whoville or something, which has happened.
Yes.
I will send a picture of myself to my sisters and my best friend. That's and I'm like, fun. I woke up like this. And every once in a while, I'll put a crazy picture on Instagram. And even then, okay, so here's where my insecurity comes from. Eric Stone Street. Okay, you know who he is. He's yes. a mutual friend. Yes. He plays Cam on Modern Family. He is, I would say, definitely a mentor to me. He's been very helpful to me. He is also definitely like my real life big brother.
Yeah.
If you follow us on social media or follow me, he might stalk you just to get to me so that he can make some sort of crack. He hates that I post pictures of flowers. Sorry about it. They're pretty. God made them beautiful. What am I going to do? Not remember them? He gets so mad when I post selfies, and he doesn't care if it's a funny face. He's like, what's going on here? Why always with the goofy face? And these are private messages. These are public messages. These are also texts. Mm-hmm. It's threefold. Okay. If I do something where I'm like looking seriously into the camera, he's like, I'm not kidding. What the fuck is going on? Like, it just riles him.
He's your personal troll, or
he is my personal troll.
It's actually like kind of a conflict. Like, that could be.
Well, here's what I think. With Eric, if you don't matter, he's just not going to say anything.
Right.
So I have trained myself in my brain. If he says you look stupid, in my brain, I'm like, he thinks I look cute, or he wouldn't have said anything.
Exactly. If he wasn't interested, you just walk on by.
But like, I definitely have friends that are like, you know, I don't post selfies very often. Like you do it all the time. Yes, because I'm trying. My therapist even said, I think it's good and healthy that you right. are able to take a picture of yourself or pictures with your friends or whatever.
Yes.
And go, okay, I accept myself in this picture
mm-hmm.
because I am definitely one of those moms that has to make an effort to be in pictures with my child so he'll remember what I look like when I die. I look at my childhood, all of our photos, and I'm like, why are there only 5 photos of my mother? I've been alive for a while.
The moms were never around because the moms were usually the ones taking
putting
the
everything
pictures.
Together and taking the pictures.
Yeah.
Exactly. They didn't have selfies.
And you are right. That's why, like, sometimes if somebody asks, even if it's with my own family, and they're like, get in the picture. I'm like, no, you get in the picture. You're the mother. You have the kids. Like,
do you take selfies?
I do. I take, I mean, come on. Don't we all take it trying to get the right angle and lighting for it to be like the best picture?
But do you get
ever?
Trolled for, have people ever said anything to you about it?
No, I think people are so shocked at the stark contrast of like a regular picture of me, and then if I've had like professional hair and makeup done.
That's the only time you take a selfie is when you go.
No, most of them are like horrifying, and it's me not really with makeup, my aura hair halo, whatever.
Yeah,
you try
I told
to
you,
make
it's
me
an
feel
aura.
Better about.
Hair, what did we say? Hair aura. Yeah, but hair suitner.
Oh my
for a
god.
Hairy.
Totally.
I don't think that you're a hairy though. You just have curly hair.
Oh my god. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. I don't know. I won't ask.
I recently had the Wolfman special, so we're doing good. No, I like as time has gone on now, I don't care. I mean, I would have normally freaked at certain pictures, and I'm not going to lie and tell you I love every picture. There are times when literally I'm like, okay, Jabba the Hutt, moving on stage,
totally.
Can't do it. And it's not even about being vain. I'm like so horrified. I'm like, please, even on my worst day, do I look that bad?
I know.
But other than that, I don't care. And I take pictures of me looking wild and crazy.
Yeah.
Just because I feel like I have more of a sense of humor.
Yes.
About myself. As an adult. Like.
Yeah, and I think for me, one of the things I get aggravated about is I like to post funny pictures and stuff too, but sometimes I want to be seen, like I see yes. myself, I know I'm in comedy, I know I do improv, you know, the roles that I play on shows when I'm lucky enough to get a job, I'm always somebody crazy that's doing something stupid with the party face. And I'm like, I want the world to know I'm a regular human, too.
Of course.
And I feel like for just being a regular human, I'm somewhat attractive in some places.
In
like,
some place, what, your elbows?
Yeah.
What do you mean in some
places? I've never looked at my elbows.
Oh, you mean some parts of the country?
Some parts of my body.
Okay.
I'm like, I kind of like my eyelashes.
You have great eyelashes.
Thank
and
you.
You have blue eyes.
I have like blue eyes. You have hazel
eyes. I do.
Yeah. I think we're both kind of rare.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's kind of witchy.
I'm a redhead. People always ask that very horrible question. Is it natural? Which I'm like, you're asking me what color my pubes are. You don't. You may not realize that, but that's how I'm taking it.
Do the curtains match the carpet?
Yeah. So I hate that question, but I am. I was born a carrot top. But as you get older, the color kind of fades a little bit, so I do get it brightened.
Well, it still looks real and not like...
But you can look at somebody's skin. Look at all... I know I'll post a picture of my freckles.
You don't even have a hair on your arm.
Well, I do. They're all blonde. They're all see-through.
You're the antithesis of a hirsute. That is what you call a person with hirsutism.
Hirsutism?
Yes.
I've heard of hirsute.
Yes.
Yeah, do you say hirsute? Because you've said it 25 different ways.
I keep hearing you say hair suit. Which is making me cry inside with laughter because that's actually kind of what hirsutism is. A suit of hair.
Of hair. It's my accent.
There's varying degrees of hirsutism. I was diagnosed with mild hirsutism.
Not a diagnosis,
yes,
Jessica.
Yes, when I had ovarian cysts and was having like all of these weird things in college. And
they diagnosed you with hair?
It was one of the symptoms of polycystic ovarian syndrome.
Interesting.
There's many different things. And then, of course, they came to find out that apparently I didn't even have that. I did have cysts, but I didn't have this particular syndrome known as PCOS, which is very common with a lot of women.
But there's not a huge amount of knowledge out there about it.
No.
Yeah. We'll talk about that sometime.
Totally.
But just don't chastise me for taking a selfie.
I am not chastising you for taking a selfie. You should embrace it. And I'm telling you, I am someone because I'm not fancy. I mean, you're not fancy either, but you're always, again, you're like adorable in your outfit today.
Oh, thank you. It's all fake it till you make it. I'm like...
But at least you're trying to fake it, okay? I'm like, roll out of bed. Is this flannel clean? Great. These jeans? Got it. Same sneakers? We're cool. So when I actually like straighten my hair, put on a full face of makeup, put on a dress, God forbid, I mean, people either think I'm going to like an award show or a funeral and they can't quite figure it out and they make a big deal about it. But I get no attention. I mean, I'm married now, but like back in the day when I really actually was like, I don't look
too
bad.
You were a head turner.
Right?
Yeah.
Like you said though, where you're like, I look for yourself. I don't look too bad.
Yeah.
Not one person would approach me. There was none of that. It's always when I would be like chain smoking cigarettes with my arms crossed on a break from work on the 3rd Street Promenade looking like a street urchin. And that is when men would come up and hit on me and approach me every time.
You know why?
Because I was being myself.
Wow. I don't know why you just turned into Cartman. You get so mad. I was gonna say, because they looked at you and they were like, oh, she walks on the wild side. That one, she's being herself. She does what she wants. She's a ride or die bitch.
Oh my God.
Don't you think?
Probably. But that's, I mean, along the same lines, one of my guy friends, that's so corny, but what am I gonna call him, a boyfriend? You don't say that like how you say a girlfriend.
Like girlfriends, yeah.
One of my friends that happens to be male, he was laughing because he had heard me complain about that many times. And he's like, Jess, what do you not get about it? You're being yourself. You're not putting on any airs or whatever, so that's why people are approaching
you. That's very attractive.
Regardless, you know, you're talking off the cut, all this stuff. And maybe it's true. It's not like I had all this confidence and was walking in and now just the life of the party in my little dress and whatever.
Right.
But it still made me sad all the same. You put in all this damn effort and money.
Yeah.
And I'm telling
you,
nothing.
And you want to get noticed.
When I'm down and dirty, that is when people, men, seem to particularly be the most attracted to me.
Interesting. I am very popular at a 7-Eleven. Any 7-Eleven I walk into. I don't know why. They're like, this girl's going to buy a cookie and a Diet Mountain Dew. Hot.
Well, did you ever have somebody at a 7-Eleven or a gas station ask you if you were interested in becoming a professional wrestler?
Because no, I haven't had that experience, Jessica.
Yeah, because you look like you'd be great for it. Your body's really made for it. And I have a cousin who manages. That was like the first time that happened. And multiple times I've had men that I've never met approach me and ask me if I was interested in boxing or wrestling.
Okay.
Okay?
I am not, I don't want to make any sort of judgment, but I'm getting from your body language and your face that it didn't make you happy when they did that.
It didn't, but the sad part is, like, deep down, now I regret not doing that. Like,
you'd be on Glow.
Glow is amazing, and I grew up watching that. Obsessed with Rocky, 1 through 4 only.
Woof!
I can't even consider.
Strict about it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And 4 is bad, but it's so bad it's good. I mean, come on.
Okay.
He goes to Russia.
I'm more into Rambos than Rocky's, but.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hilarious. See?
I like a good campy action gore.
A good
fest.
Shirtless man.
I'll tell you,
a
you know what's
gun.
Out there right now that's great? Just a shout out.
Hmm.
Puller. Mads Mikkelsen on Netflix.
Really?
It's a graphic novel. It's over the top campy. First of all, didn't even recognize Vanessa Hudgens. She's a doll in it.
Oh, wow.
Mads Mikkelsen, sexiest 50 year old I've ever seen in my life. Although, how old is Idris Elba? I'm not sure. Anyway, Mads has this very European look to him. He looks smart. He's got that salt and pepper hair that I just want to bury my face in.
Mm-hmm. Your face in his hair?
Oh, yeah. I just want to roll on everything he has. Is that bad?
No, I'm just searching for the words of what a lover of things is.
Yeah, lover. I want to put my nuzzle. Don't you want to nuzzle your face in people's hair and necks?
No.
Oh.
No. And I don't like finding people's hair anywhere, including my own. Like if it's fallen on the ground or in the sink.
I wouldn't say I go around looking for people's hair to put in my face, especially a single strand.
But you said you wanted to rub your face.
If it's attached to a handsome man, I want to get his scent in my face.
Oh.
Right? Unless he's sweaty.
Well, I hope he uses like Garnier Fructis conditioner then and not Selsun Blue.
I'm not gonna chastise him for using Selsun Blue. I don't care.
All right,
then because then
though.
It's like you don't like a smell?
No, I don't like that medicinal smell.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Right. I don't think it would be that pervasive. I think what I'm going for is like what's in your skin? What's in your head skin?
Oh.
It's your essence.
Well,
now I'm starting to gross myself out.
You should. As you should.
Anyway, my thing I was mad about this week is don't chastise me. See how weird I am? If I take a picture that seems cute,
weird.
If it seems cute, then let me have it. Because on a day-to-day basis, I'm a weirdo. So let me pretend to be cute for a day.
You should be able to.
Yeah.
And it's also normal. You're a normal person. You're not somebody that has 100 million followers.
No, God,
and is
no.
Like getting your butt crack oiled up for a pic. And yes, I saw three of those this week from big time celeb people.
What do you mean it was
hating.
Oiled
Look,
up?
I wish that my butt crack looked that good. Okay.
No, but I don't. I don't want any notice of my butt crack. And I definitely ain't oiling it up. What are you going to have somebody
reflect? You know what I mean. They do like a little bit of high. I mean, it's all smoke.
They contour mirrors. Their butt holes.
That's why I still. All...
I can't.
Oh my God. You can go to Pink Cheeks.
What's that?
That's where they bleach your butt.
No, thank you.
Yep.
I don't want somebody staring at it long enough to determine what the color is.
I know, but have you ever gone to like a Russian that has no fear and they command you like a dominatrix when you go to get waxed? I used to go to a Russian lady to get waxed.
Oh.
And she just did not care. And it was like the scariest thing ever, but yet the most titillating thing ever because
what?
She just didn't play around. Okay. She took control of the room and it was very uncomfortable the first time. I mean, if you've ever gone all the way with Brazilian or whatever, I mean, it was all
I'm
the
not
way.
A Brazilian girl.
Get on all fours.
Oh.
Like dog.
What?
No. She literally said, get on all fours like dog. I'm going to refrain from the other things that were said because it's
don't. Too... This is a safe place.
It's too dirty.
Okay, warning. Dirty alert. Say it.
I look at pussy all day. You think this is something I haven't ever seen before?
Because she felt like you were shy? Why did she need
I
to say that?
I was shy. I'm like the person that goes in and they give you that paper sheet and I am like trying desperately how it's going to cover the crevices and fronts of my body.
You know like, she says that to everyone. Like she has that embroidered on a pillow at her house.
Yes.
Say it again. I look at booty. Well, I can't. I look at booty
all
day.
I look at pussy all day long. You think this is something I haven't seen?
What if then she said that and then you unwrapped your paper and she was like, oh my God, I have not seen that. That's the worst day ever.
Oh my God.
I had a Russian hairdresser when I first came out here once. It was the first time I had gotten my hair done. And I said, I don't want anything too short or like folding in around my face. Everybody always wants to wrap my head like a watermelon, you know, like
weird.
Just, yes. I always end up, I'm like, I am not a 68-year-old evangelist's wife or a news reporter from the 70s. I have played one, yes. But they always want to do that. So I always say things about myself that are terrible so that they can't do it first.
Right.
So I'm like, I have a really big face. It's like a pumpkin. I don't need anything folding into it, right? So he just jumped on the train. He was like, oh, you're right. Your face is very big.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And I was like, no, I already said it, so you wouldn't. Yes. Like, we don't need to bring it back up again.
There's a lot of people that just don't know when to stop that train, right?
Yeah, maybe this is a new rant. We're going to have to get out of rant section so we can move on. But maybe for another time. I don't like going to a place where I'm supposed to go to get pretty and they make me feel uglier, so I'll buy more.
Okay.
Maybe that's another day.
Totally.
Yeah. I just got sick. I felt my body temperature rise because I talked about that. It's really a problem.
That's hilarious. So we're going to go to our corner for this week. This week's corner is, can you believe that?
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's a lot of things that we can't believe, and I'm sure you guys can agree. Dana?
Yeah.
What's something that really caught you off guard recently?
Well, I recently learned, I don't know if you're a lover of mac and cheese.
Absolutely.
It's a wonderful comfort food.
Yes.
Right? But can you believe that now you are able to get it at Costco in a 27-pound, 6-gallon mop bucket?
Nope.
Yep. For $89.99.
How many people does that serve?
See, the company says that it will remain edible for up to 20 years.
Nope. Oh,
it doesn't say how many it serves, but it's definitely 27 pounds in a big bucket. They also offer it in packages in case, I think it's maybe for like preppers on the run. Preppers on the run.
Preppers on the run?
Maybe, but you can also.
Apocalyptic preppers?
Sure, sure.
Okay.
Don't you think I haven't thought about if there's a zombie apocalypse here and what I'm going to do?
Are you buying the food that's good for 50 years from Jim
Baker? I'm not right now, but no.
Is this mac and cheese from Jim Baker?
It's not. I think it's Costco.
Positive.
Yes, I think it's Costco's answer to Jim Baker.
Because
he does.
What I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
he does do those infomercials. He sells all of the. Yeah, it's perfect. Oh, the cheese. Each serving of noodles and cheese is individually packaged. It's perfect for the doomsday prepper on the go.
Oh, boy.
According to the website, it's currently out of stock. Sorry. But this article is also about 3 weeks old, so maybe it's back.
Currently out of stock or never was stocked to begin with?
No, I think it was a real seller.
I'm horrified that.
Why?
That is like something that, I mean, does the FDA monitor food too? I know it's
in
a
buckets?
Food and drug.
Yeah, like, I think they would have to approve it.
I mean, I don't want any cheese staying good for that long.
Oh, I do.
I'm fine with like a Twinkie lasting for 100 years.
I think if there's anything that's gonna last long, I want it to be a cheese.
Well, that's true.
Don't you think?
Have you ever had cage-aged Gruyere?
Sorry. You're such a foodie. I don't know what that means. It ages in a cave?
Yes. It is aged in like a ash-wrapped cheesecloth muslin sack.
Ash-wrapped? What's that mean?
They actually sometimes with some cheeses to age them put ash from fire.
So they mummify the cheese and put it in a cave?
Pretty much.
And then I pay a ton of money for it and it's probably delicious.
It's amazing.
Where did you have that?
I had it from the Tahunga Wine and Cheese Shop in Studio City.
And how much was it?
Which is where I've run smack into J.K. Simmons twice, and I don't think he found it as humorous as I did. Like, I physically ran into the man.
That's funny. I have physically run into Tom Cruise and Ron Jeremy. Oh. We have to save those for our celebrity encounters.
Yeah.
No. I went to the Tahunga Wine and Cheese. No, I went to one on Ventura, a wine and cheese shop.
Oh, the Artisan Wine and Cheese
shop. There was a song and dance show that night. It was a very weird night. But I love eating meat and cheese off a board.
They were doing a song and dance show in the artisanal cheese shop.
Yeah, and it was, we were all supposed to get involved. It was a circle.
Oh, no.
A cheese circle.
Were you supposed to share your notes about cheese and how it makes you feel?
No. They were like, it was, what do you call those things where one person starts and it's like
a flash mob?
And there's a beat going and then somebody else is like,
Sounds like a improv warm-up.
I know it does, except it was seriously hippie.
Oh, no.
It was not, hey, let's be silly together and get our jitters out before we go make them ups on stage. It was like, no, we're eating cheese and fancy wine.
Yeah, now, I'm that jerk that has a look of disdain because I don't like being made to feel weird because I get self-conscious. I'm like, everyone's going to look at me singing and I look like an idiot and all that stuff. So I think I've
lived the bulk of my life as an idiot, a public idiot. So it doesn't bother me. I mean, on my social media, when I do things like, remember last week I told you I spit on a BMW?
Yes.
I'm like, classic Dana, gotta get over it.
Oh my God, but that wasn't even on purpose and no, you felt bad about it.
I did,
That's very endearing.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Do you know who is responsible for making macaroni and cheese popular in America?
Ooh. If I had my druthers, I'd say the City Cafe in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, but somehow I know that's not going to be the answer.
That's what you wish for?
Yes.
Well, I'm about to disappoint you then. Thomas Jefferson.
No.
Yeah, for real. After encountering macaroni in France and northern Italy in the late 1700s, Jefferson arranged for a special macaroni extruder to be shipped to his home in Virginia, where he served macaroni to guests at presidential dinners, putting the noodle in the spotlight. There even
fascinated.
Exists a recipe for macaroni noodles written in Jefferson's own handwriting.
Crazy.
Isn't that insane?
I literally thought that was the quintessential 50s housewife.
No.
Somebody from Kraft came up with it, like, don't know what to do for dinner, and it's just like noodles and cheese and butter and milk, like the staples of America.
I mean, there's definitely that, but when it first came to America, it clearly was this very fancy thing. And even nowadays, there's like truffle oil macaroni. You can get it very fancy.
I like it classic.
Okay.
Do you?
Yeah, I'll eat it anyway. I don't care. My mom, there's only, I think, two things I've eaten so much of it made me vomit because I got too full. And one of them was Chuck Wagon. Do you know what that is?
Yes.
My mom made macaroni and cheese, hamburger, a can of baked beans, and bacon bits.
Amazing.
Yeah, and that was called Chuck Wagon, and I ate so much of it, I puked.
Yeah, because that's...
It was like, so good. It's such a good comfort food.
It is. There's all kinds of weird things. Like, again, Mutherners are really good at that kind of stuff. No, but there's like weird concoction. Again, sometimes if someone told you the ingredients, you'd be like, nope. But if you just shut up and somebody gave you a bowl of that fresh out of the crock pot, you think it's the best thing you've ever had.
I mean, basically, that's how Hamburger Helper built its entire empire, right? I mean,
now you're making me want a classic Manwich Sloppy Joe. Like,
but
I love
that doesn't have macaroni in it.
No, but...
But you can eat it with macaroni.
I would make, like, macaroni on the side.
But it's that comfort food feeling.
Totally.
Yeah. Thank you, Thomas Jefferson.
Thank you.
For serving all of the fancy people macaroni and cheese, and then it worked its way down to the poor.
Kraft dinner.
Can you believe...
Don't knock it till you try it.
We can buy a 27-pound bucket of macaroni and cheese from Costco.
I'm not okay with that.
And those buckets, I mean, you know what kind of bucket I'm talking about.
The bucket with Homer from Home Depot on it.
Yes.
That you use to paint in.
You can mix paint in it or grout. It can be a makeshift toilet. I mean, it's industrial. This is hardcore macaroni.
It's a lifetime supply and it doesn't require cooking.
Here's the thing.
It's just a chemical shitstorm that I can't get down with.
I cannot say it would last me a lifetime. I feel like I would go through a 27-pound bucket in a week.
If you buy it, then I need to be here to watch you
try it. $89. I can't afford to buy that much macaroni. We're going to have to start a Patreon just to buy ourselves a bucket of macaroni. God.
I'm going
to
bring you a piece of macaroni from Jones on 3rd because it will change your life.
Can you bring me more than one piece?
I can. And when I say a piece, though, it's probably weighs half a pound.
Oh, because I was thinking in my brain.
No, it's
I was
a block.
Like,
I shouldn't say a piece. It
don't
is
bring me one noodle or I will slap
block.
You.
I'm always like, I'll cut. This is plenty. I'll cut it in half and half. No, I always end up eating the whole thing. Okay.
Oh, my God. What else is in it?
It's 5 cheeses, and I think one of them is cream cheese that doesn't get melty somehow.
You have this voice. Can you get close to the microphone and whisper to me what that macaroni is?
It has, I think, it definitely has cheddar, and then there's nothing over the top. There's no, like, aromatic cheeses, but it has cream cheese, cheddar cheese.
Okay.
and Gruyere and then whatever magic dust Jones puts on all her food. If you don't live in Los Angeles and you come to Los Angeles, you go to Jones on 3rd for quality and consistency.
Oh my God, we're not even sponsored by Jones on
3rd. We're not.
We don't have any sponsors.
But we can be.
If we got sponsored by Jones on 3rd, you would have to wheel me into my own back room to record
my head would explode.
Oh, God.
I would even be willing to dress like a, I almost called it a Hefeweizen. What do they call those? Holstein cows.
A Hefeweizen? That's a mix between a cow and a beer.
I know. I was thinking of the Holstein, the black and white cows.
You would dress like a black and white cow?
Because that's like her symbol. Like when you go into Jones.
Jones on 3rd?
Yeah, they have like a giant, I almost called it a Hefeweizen again.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
It's like a dairy cow, like the Vermont Ben and Jerry's cows. They're black and white.
Yeah. I saw Steve Carell at a Jones on 3rd once.
Oh.
I wanted to fangirl over him, but right. I don't behave properly in most situations, so I left it be.
Same.
Yeah.
I just kind of look without them knowing I'm looking and move along.
Yeah.
And quietly obsess.
Yes. Here's a Chuck. Is this gross? But I find it interesting because it says something about her and also maybe about me, like that I'm a weirdo. But so I worked on Veep, right?
Yes.
And my friend Sam took a picture with Julia Louis-Dreyfus, mm-hmm. and I'm that person because Eric has been like, don't be weird, Dana. You know, he scarred me for life. So I was just standing there and she goes, Dana, do you want a picture with me? And I was like, God, yes, I do so bad. She goes, get over here.
Amazing.
I was so glad. Isn't that so nice that
yes.
she asked? Because clearly, yes, of
Nobody
course.
Asks.
One of the most powerful, amazingly funny women that has ever existed in entertainment. Yes, I want a picture with
yes.
you.
But I love that she asked.
She asked me, yeah.
Because
I'm sure she could read it all over my stupid body of like, I want to do it. I want to ask her so bad.
But so many people, A, wouldn't care, right? Or pick up on anything. And I'm sure you weren't acting like some desperate peon amongst the others, right? But I always see friends post a picture when they've booked a show and the celeb, the big dog A-lister they're with never looks disgruntled or bent out of shape. But I'm like, anytime I've been on set in my next lifetime, I don't even ask somebody who's in the scene with me.
I know.
A co-star to be like, can we have a pic together?
I get so weird about it. I did do it. You know who I just did it with?
Hmm.
I said I never do it. And now I'm telling two stories about how I did it.
I love it.
But they're big ones.
Yeah.
I was just on The Good Place a few weeks ago.
Ted Danson.
He's a national treasure.
Of course he is.
I mean, just amazing. And he couldn't have been happier. He took pictures with all of us in the scene.
I love it.
He ran lines with us. Whatever. This isn't
the
Hollywood podcast.
The red fox and the silver fox.
The red?
You.
Me?
The
yes.
red fox with the silver fox.
I've never been called a fox. This is a moment to stay in my life.
Yes. I need to see that picture with
Ted Danson.
It's
on Instagram. Go to my at Dana Powells, guys. It's on my Instagram.
Oh my God.
I mean, the first time I ever saw him, I was working on another show that he was on, and we didn't have a scene together, but he happened to be like walk through the scene that was mm-hmm. part of the storyline. Our friend Jim Rash, you know him,
mm-hmm.
he introduced me because they were in a pilot together. But the first time he walked into the room, I felt a magnetic pull. I'm not kidding. When I was a kid, of course, everybody was like, oh, Sam on Cheers, he's so handsome. When I was a kid, I was like, no, he's not. Mm-hmm. Not into it. I like Scotty from Star Trek. Sorry. That was my first crush.
Unreal.
Yeah.
Unreal.
But he walked in the room and I felt my whole body like turn. And I was like, something's in here that's powerful. And then he's so tall. And he has...
Oh, he is tall.
Very tall. And he has, I mean, snow white hair.
Yeah.
And he has this glowing, friendly, open presence that just sucks you. It's like
it's
the
so
happiest
nice.
Vortex of... Like, if there, he's the opposite of a black hole. He is a happy hole. That sounds terrible. I'm going to take it back. Anyway, I couldn't believe that I was just like, what?
Yeah.
And it was him. He just has that aura about him that, I don't use that word a lot, but now that we've talked about your hair aura,
everything's
going to
be aura for you.
Yeah. But he had that magnetism, that pull, and it was such a bright, happy light.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
Yes. Yeah. You need to go back and treat yourself to watching Three Men and a Baby.
Ugh, I loved that movie.
Oh, my God.
I'll be honest. I wouldn't say I have the greatest taste in movies. I'll kind of watch anything almost.
Yeah.
But Three Men and a Baby back in the day, I watched all the time. And I don't know if this is shameful, but Walk Like a Man.
I've never seen it.
With Howie Mandel?
Never saw it.
Okay.
I know
when
what you're
I was young,
about.
I snot laughed at that shit.
Really?
I laughed so hard. I would snot out my nose. My sisters and I.
Oh my God. Well, at least you were watching it because it was funny. Like, I watched Three Men and a Baby because I already, like, had a thing for older men.
I did too.
An older man, by the way. I'm judging. I wished I had been, especially in college with some of my professors. Is that inappropriate?
Listen, you're talking to
all
a girl.
All the English professors, forget it.
I got on my knees and barked like a seal and let a professor feed me crackers to get hours in the theater class. Like, there is no judgment. And I would do it all over again. I was like, I can't take this fucking class again. Yes, amazing. I will let you feed me cookies while five guys stand in a circle and watch. I don't care. Yeah.
Was it?
It was completely consensual. I couldn't have been happier to do it. I needed those hours
That's
so bad.
Hilarious.
Nobody touched me. It was all visual.
Oh my God. I was always like sent home because I would show up for my practicum hours in the scene shop in Birkenstocks. And the woman that ran our scene was like, get out of here.
You can't have open toes.
I know.
What's wrong with you? Elsa, why were you? This is judgy.
Tell
Jessica,
me.
No Birkenstocks. I'm sorry, no.
Look, that is a phase that is long behind me.
Mm-hmm.
But I did have that little dance.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say little dance, I mean, yeah, I went to some Fish and Dead shows and whatever. And mm-hmm. I loved wearing hippie skirts with the little bells on the ends of the drawstring.
Cute. Uh-huh.
And like a t-shirt and Birks, right?
Yeah.
But I still showered, wore deodorant and a full face of makeup and straightened my hair every day.
Sure.
That was like when I was, for many years, mm-hmm. cared about my appearance every time I left the house. That is long since gone.
But
I wore my
Birkenstocks as part of that caring?
No, it was just like went with the look.
Gotcha.
And that's what all the hippies were wearing. But I wore them to the point where, I don't know how this is even possible, but one of my friends picked up my shoe and you could see, it was like the size of a silver dollar. There was a hole from the sole to the bottom of the shoe.
Mm.
And Birkenstocks were not cheap, right? They're still not. But in college one year, I think we were sophomores, that was my birthday gift. My girlfriends pooled together and bought me a new pair of Birkenstocks.
Shame on them.
Because I like lived in them. I was wearing them on the streets. The streets of Tuscaloosa. But how filthy is that? With a hole through the I didn't care.
Can I make a prediction about old lady Jessica?
Yeah.
I feel like anyone who went through a Birkenstock phase, there's a high probability that at about 75, you're going to sign up for a belly dancing class. That's what I believe in my heart.
I mean, that is very encouraging. I
You're
thought you
gonna
were gonna
be
tell
like
me that I'll like wear purple and be in that red hats.
No, that's
like
not
that.
Cool enough for you.
Okay.
I think you're gonna be like, I'm body positive. I wanna be able to move my hips. I wanna let out the freedom of my spirit and I like the skirts. That's what I predict.
I'm dead right now. Oh.
Your husband's gonna like it, I bet.
He would love it. Oh, he's so open to everything. He's always so encouraging. Is Dan Tipton like that?
Oh, yeah, sure. Because he knows what he married. Like, I don't care if I know how to do something.
Same.
I don't care if I'm gonna look dumb doing it. I'll try it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll try it out, unless I'm scared of it.
Right? That's kind of how I am, but I'm really trying to change that. And it's a good feeling, right? Finally telling myself the advice I've given friends for years. It's like, what's the worst thing that happens? They tell you no.
Yeah,
right?
Who cares?
Or you don't get that thing or that part or whatever it is. That's the worst that's going to happen. Nobody's going to throw rotten tomatoes at you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Nobody's going to chastise you. You're not going to be the laughing stock. If you can get that out of your head enough, then you're open to any other possibilities.
I think so
life.
Too. We're kind of shifting into the more positive part of our show. And I would like to tack on to that. I know people get weirded out about gratitude journals, but I sometimes struggle with the negative voices in my head.
Sure.
I've tried to be very open about that in the last few years because I think it's important that we all know we struggle with that no matter where you are in life, age-wise, career-wise, anything. So this year, I'm a sucker for a journal. I wouldn't call myself a stationer. But I'm a sucker for a cute journal.
You're a journaler?
But I don't write in them. I only usually write in them once and then I'm like, nah,
it's
scrap paper.
Cute?
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, amazing. But I did this year fully with intention buy a super cute gratitude journal. Because I'm reading that book, I think I mentioned last week, 13 Things Mentally Strong People Don't Do. And it talked about gratitude. And
right.
I am a firm believer. I'm also a big supporter of, what's that other book? The F word one.
Fuck this
not giving
bullshit.
A fuck. Not giving a fuck. I think. Is that the name of it? I've read it like 7 times.
I love it.
Anyway, I think that we right now, and we're doing this, we're pushing positivity, but I don't think we're like forcing it on anyone.
No.
You know, we're not going to like the Veiled Prophet Fair and carrying Jesus signs. But I do think that a little bit of gratitude can help change around the negative voices in your head. And I have, my negative voice is a fucking choir in my head. So I just write down, I told my therapist I would write down 2 things I'm grateful for just in general. Mm-hmm. And then because I am a self-loving narcissist, I also write down 2 things I like about myself. And right now I've only managed, I said to you, eyelashes. And I like that I have empathy for people. You know, I'm getting there. Whatever, I'm working on it. But I read this article that said gratitude, being grateful for things and finding positive things actually helps your social life, your emotions, the negative voices in your head. You get sick less than other people and you'll sleep better. Isn't that interesting?
That's interesting.
Yeah. And also, I don't think we should beat people with positivity because it can work in the reverse. It can work in the reverse too.
I don't either.
Because then you're comparing.
Right.
But a little positivity is good, right?
It is good. And look, everyone's allowed to be sad and mad.
Yep.
It doesn't have to be your tragedy is greater than mine, whatever. But for myself personally, when I'm feeling pitiful, I do think about other people just in general. And a story you hear that could be across the world. But I think about people I know and I'm like, oh, I'm feeling bad today. Or I think I'm tired. Well, I'm not going through cancer treatment. Or I didn't just get divorced or have, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's good to put things in perspective.
It is. Right? I think our mission, if I can jump ahead and you say this, I think our mission is it's okay to feel upset because I often feel, just to get really vulnerable and open, I think people look at my life and go, Dana is occasionally on TV. Mm-hmm. She has a kid. She has a lizard. Who doesn't want that? She has a saint of a husband that she calls by his full name like they just met.
Right.
And he adores her. Like, on the outside, my life is really amazing.
Charmed.
It is. And I get that. But I still have things that I want to, that I get frustrated about and I want to rant about it. I want to get it out. I want to vent. And that's okay.
Yeah.
I think, I hope that's what we're communicating to people. It's okay for us to rant and get things out and then fill up what we let out with goodness and positivity. Ugh, it just sounded so...
That wasn't preachy at all.
Are you sure?
That was really nice. No.
Okay. Are we still recording? I'm just kidding.
So as far as a rave for this week, I mean, anyone that knows you knows you're a major animal lover.
Love animals.
I am too, but I think you for sure are on a different plane with your love of animals.
I mean, I have
think that's so
two cats,
cute.
A dog, a lizard. I had a sugar glider.
Yes,
I used to have another
the
cat.
Sugar glider was
my
so
Atriana.
Cute.
Yeah, precious.
I remember that thing would look at you with blinking eyes.
Oh,
when you
she
would
adored
sing to her.
Me. I sang Edelweiss. Yeah,
of course you did. So animals, as you all know, animals are very therapeutic, right?
Oh, like, for sure.
When I was in high school, I was in a service club and our charity that we did was an old age home. Oh my God. I won't get on that because I'll get all emo and probably start crying. But so emotional going to a place like that where people are either left or forgotten or maybe there is no family left or friends or whatever else. So the little things, even just by going in and literally spending 20 minutes or an hour or whatever with someone was amazing. And I remember when they started bringing in therapy dogs and cats for the patients and like how alive they became, right?
Yes.
And I remember when I had my dog, I mean, it didn't matter what had happened in the world. When I came home and I was greeted with a wagging tail,
just unconditional love.
It is unconditional love. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. No human can duplicate that kind of thing. Sometimes it can happen, but now that sounds really weird. But the love, like a companion, especially a domesticated pet.
Yeah.
You know, they're magical and they can change people's lives. I know a lot of people that went through horrible times in their life and they'll say, this cat or this dog or whatever change my life.
Absolutely. They say that having pets actually extends your life expectancy.
I bet it does. Mm-hmm. Truly. Mm-hmm. And there's so many rescues in LA, sadly, as you know, there's too many. Mm-hmm. I wish we didn't have to have as many rescues.
Yeah.
But there's still a lot of genius people that don't spay their pets or they're in and out all the time and la la la, or they dropped them off or they didn't want the kittens. And again, there's so many good resources for rescue in Los Angeles, but there is a particular group called a Purposeful Rescue that I was introduced to from a friend who's extremely active. Like, her time that she's not with her husband and her kids, her life is dedicated to rescuing as many dogs as she can. Mm-hmm. You can find A Purposeful Rescue on Instagram. And they have a website as well, purposefulrescue.com. But they started some really cool things. Like, this summer, this friend of mine started something called the Ice Brigade. Mm-hmm. She got obsessed with, that was when our temperatures were reaching like 110 or more, right?
Yeah.
And something you don't think about, and yes, of course, this is sadly what happens with humans as well, and having a very sizable homeless population here. I never thought about the fact that at a shelter, it's just concrete floor and, you know, like a chain link fence. That's it. So it's sweltering. Mm-hmm. So it started with her. Anybody want to donate some ice? Filled up her car. Well, I think literally, I don't think it took her 3 days. She ended up getting hundreds of donations to the point where like trucks full of ice were coming to deliver. That sounds like such an insignificant thing, but they would dump it in each of the animals' pens. They went to as many shelters as they could around LA County, and it was to cool them down. It also gave them something to play with. It did so many, it was hydrating them. Mm-hmm. So they did that in the summer, and then she was just on the Hallmark Channel recently because she started something called Winter Warriors, where she, I think there's like somewhere between 2,200 and 2,500 dogs in shelters in just in LA County alone.
Wow.
So she was determined that she was going to get a bed and a blanket for every single dog in a rescue shelter, and she accomplished that.
Oh my God.
And it was amazing. She's very humble and like, she's very vocal about rescuing, but she would never say, I did that and whatever. And there's a team of people that work, but she's very humble about it. And she was on the Hallmark Channel, and I loved it because they then surprised her at the end, like wheeled out, you know, a big thing filled with blankets and dog beds and stuff to continue. So now that she's done it in LA County, she wants to do it everywhere.
That's so cool.
You know, she's trying to like take it to...
What's the name again? We'll put it in our show notes.
A Purposeful Rescue.
A Purposeful Rescue.
Is the organization that she works with.
And now she's also going to be working with cold temperatures, because, you know, back home where I come from, they had this polar vortex and it was getting like negative 30. There are still so many people that leave their animals outdoors.
Yep.
You can't do that in extreme weather of any kind.
No.
You know, the ice made me think of, I read an article, something people don't often think about. When the asphalt or concrete gets hot, it burns their paws, you know?
Absolutely.
And with the cold, like, people don't bring their animals.
Frostbite.
Yes. So that, I'm glad she's moving into both hot and cold.
Totally.
Purposeful Rescue. I always joke and say I think I follow more animals on Instagram than I do people.
Oh my God.
But anytime you want to look for rescues there too, like there are animal sanctuaries. There's one not too far from here. I think it's at Boo Chases, I think. Hmm. I'll put that in the show notes too. But Whitney Cummings, I think, is a friend of hers and goes out and visits and stuff. But they just rescue animals from slaughter, from abuse, you know, things like that. I think that's a lovely thing for us to rave about this week.
Have you been to the Gentle Barn?
No, I want to. There's only certain hours on the weekends. And yeah, I just haven't made it happen.
You will lose your mind.
I'll die.
Also, all rescued animals, but all kinds, including an emu.
Aww.
That people were calling the police saying there was a dinosaur running through their neighborhood.
Stop.
That's how this rescue got the emu.
Who thinks dinosaurs run around?
People that have never
seen a dinosaur? That's all of us, Jessica.
People who, I guess, don't get out much or never open an encyclopedia as a kid. Or
went
to Solvang, where you can feed the emus.
Stop saying emus.
Emu? Is it emu?
It's emus, right?
Emus.
Emu?
You sounded like an anime character when you said it. Emus. Oh, wow.
I love animals, even ugly ones. My girlfriend, I have a gecko. A leopard gecko. Mm-hmm. And she's yellow.
She's cute.
Very cute, I think. And she's always smiley. Unless she's hunting, then she gets serious face on. She thinks she's a beast. But my friend Kate is always like, no, she's definitely not cute.
What?
No, I'm like, how can you not like smiles?
Oh my God. First of all, any animal that smiles, and most can, are amazing.
Right? She's right behind you. You had to look at her, huh? She sleeps like a little dead thing. When you know that she's like really hard sleeping when her arms are facing back like she's dead.
Is she warm or cold?
We have heaters for her.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a thermometer that measures the temperature for
her. It's quite a magical jungle she has there.
Thank you. I've really tried.
That's a nice life for a gecko.
I know. Do you know, I had a troll on Instagram that was like, why would you want to capture an animal like this and keep it in captivity? And I was like, you have no idea what a great life she has.
And someone like
she wasn't born in the wild. I didn't go take her from a desert.
Thank you. They're city lizards.
She's very cute. Okay, say again the name of the rescue you're raving about.
A purposeful rescue.
A purposeful rescue.
And they rescue animals, I know, at least all over Southern California, because I see them driving even, and I wouldn't consider this SoCal necessarily, but Barstow.
Sure.
Places like that. They're not just in LA County. And
if you guys out there have any animal rescues you want to shout out all over the world, I don't care where, because we're Adopt, don't shop. My little Lucy's adopted. My Daphne's adopted. My evil cat cutter was found outside. She's another story. But we love her. Can't help it. But you guys, if you have something you want to rave about, hit us up. Our website is therantsandravespodcast.com. You can find us on Instagram at therantsandravespodcast. You can hit us up on email, therantsandravespodcast@gmail.com, and then Twitter. I mean, are we just like...
I don't know if that's ever going to happen.
At @raves_the. That's just dumb. Who knows? Who cares? It doesn't matter. But if you love animals, you have a place you want to shout out, you want to shout out an animal video that's going to fill up our... After we empty our angry tanks, we're just going to fill our tanks up with animal goodness. Does that sound like I want to eat a bunch of animals?
No.
Okay.
Sounds like you want to cuddle them.
I'm trying real hard not to eat piggies anymore.
Oh,
but I come from Missouri. What are you going to do? We're meat eaters.
I know.
But I'm making a conscious effort not to eat piggies.
I picture you like Fern from Charlotte's Web.
Oh, yeah.
Wanting to take all the little ones.
All of them.
Yeah.
I mean, Dan Tipton says, if he didn't stop me, I would have a zoo. And he's not wrong.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I always have your back when you ask him for a baby pig.
I told him it could be a deal breaker. Once my son grows up, we might have to get a divorce so I can own a baby pig.
Oh.
Jessica!
Dana!
I think that's our show.
I think that is.
I really enjoy hanging out with you.
I love hanging out with you too.
I hope everybody else wants to be our best friends.
I hope that you do and you will.
Yeah.
And that you'll write to us.
You got something that bugs you, we're going to rant about it. You got something you love, we're going to rave about it.
Mm-hmm.
Out with the bad and with the good.
What do you want to leave them with this week, Dana?
Well, I'd like to give everybody a weekly point to ponder. Press and seal. That fucking rap shit.
Oh,
I made a judgment by how I talked about it. Think about it, guys. Let us know what you think.
Yeah.
All right, we're out of here.
Bye.
Bing bong.